Bye. Krishna shows the universal form, texts number 49 and 50. So we'll all read number 49 together. Jatayo na Mahadeva,
Jatayo na
Bhuvi Vishveshwari Harai. Bhakti Syat Paramaloke, Jayam Jo Devatim Tare, Jatayo Na Mahadeva, Bhuvi Vishveshwari Harai, Bhakti Syat Paramaloke, Yanjo Durgatim Tarit, Jatayo Na Mahadevi, Bhuvi Vishveshwari Harai, Bhakti Syat Paramaloke, Yanjo Durgatim Tarit. Vishveshwari Harau Bhakti Syat Paramaloke Devi Vishveshwari Harau Bhakti Syat Paramaloke Yanjo Devatim Tarit Jatayo Na Mahadeva Bhuvi Vishveshwari Harau Bhakti Syat Paramaloke Vaishnavas.
Jatayo Mahadeva Bhuvi Vishveshwari Harau Bhakti Syat Paramaloke Nayamjo Devatim Tarit.
Word for word. Jatayo. After we two have taken birth, now both husband and wife, Drona and Dhara, Mahadeva, in the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhuvi, on the earth, Vishwa Ishwari, in the master of all the planetary systems, Harau, in the Supreme Lord, Bhakti, devotional service, Syat, will be spread, Parama, the ultimate goal of life, Loke, in the world, Yaya, by which Anja, very easily, Durgatin, miserable life, Taret, one can avoid and be delivered. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Drona and Dhara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth, so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. Proper. This statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dhara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is a necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dhara appear first, and then Krishna appears. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his birth is not ordinary. Janma karma chame divyam. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi san prakritim swam adishthaya sambhavan yatma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. That is Bhagavad Gita 4:6. Before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dhara appear in order to become his father and mother. It is they who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yashoda. In other words, it is not possible for a sadhan siddha living being to become the father or mother of Krishna, for Krishna's father and mother are already designated. But by following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, ordinary living beings, may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yashoda. When Drona and Dhara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son, Krishna. Krishna's appearance means paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. The devotees are protected and the miscreants are vanquished. Whenever Krishna comes, he distributes the highest goal of life, devotional service. He appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the same purpose, because unless one comes to devotional service, one cannot be delivered from the miseries of the material world, dukhalayam ashashvatam, where the living beings struggle for existence. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastam indriyami prakriti stani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Because of conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entities are struggling to become happy, but unless they take to the bhakti cult, their happiness is not possible. Krishna clearly says, Ashabda dhyana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa apapraman nivartante mityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. That's from Bhagavad Gita 9:3. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here if one does not follow the instructions of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, has been started so that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid the risky life of this material existence. There is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. It is not optional. It is compulsory. Krishna consciousness is not optional, it is compulsory. If you do not take the Krishna consciousness, our life is very, very risky. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from the miserable condition of material existence, Bhagavad Gita as it is a preliminary study. Then, if one understands Bhagavad Gita, one can proceed to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if one advances further, one may study Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are therefore presenting these invaluable books to the whole world so that people may study them and be happy being delivered from miserable conditioned life. Then we'll do text number 50. There is one term here, Sadhana Siddha, says, it is there who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yashoda. In other words, it is not possible for a sadhana siddha living being to become the father or mother of Krishna. So sadhana siddha, sadhana means our regulated activities that we perform, our morning program and chanting our rounds and following and so forth. So the devotees who become perfect by that process, become siddha by that process of having to practice everything, that means sadhana siddha. And then there is the other group called nitya siddha, who are already perfect. So those are the devotees that they come from the spiritual world to help us here. They are not subjected to the same laws like we are. Those are called nitya siddha. So I just wanted to mention that. Text number 50. I'll just read it alone. Ashtvit yukta sabhavayan vrajudrena mahayashaha jagye manda iti kyato yashoda sadhara bhavat. When Brahma said, yes, let it be so, the most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Vrajapura, Vrindavan, as the most famous Nanda Maharaj and his wife Dhara appeared as Mother Yashoda. Purport. Because whenever Krishna appears on this earth, he superficially needs father and mother. Drona and Dhara, his eternal father and mother, appear on earth before Krishna as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. In contrast, the Sutapa and Pishnivarva, they did not undergo severe penances and austerities to become the father or mother of Krishna. This is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. So that's the difference. Now, Sutapa and Pishnivarva, they had to undergo a lot of, and Pishni, They have to undergo a lot of austerities and penances and practice. Whereas Nityasiddha, who are Drona and Dhara, Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda, they didn't have to do that. Nama jnana tiniramasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuramritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dharati swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So number 49 again says, Drona and Dhara said, please permit us to be born in the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in this material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. So I'll speak a little bit about this verse, and then I'll say something about my trip to Jamaica. Many devotees wanted to hear, so I thought maybe I'll say a little bit about my trip to Jamaica last week. So these devotees, Drona and Dhara, their main aim, their main objective is to bring Krishna to the world so that he can again spread devotional service. He will appear and then he will spread devotional service, which is the ultimate goal of life. So people in this world, everywhere you go, you see people are busy doing their different material activities, running to work. Srila Prabhupada said, they're running on four wheels, rushing towards death, not knowing where they're going. And so the only hope for them is devotional service. The only hope for them is the devotees of the Lord who can actually help them to become perfect, to become God conscious, to actually receive the gift of devotional service. It is the ultimate goal of life. First of all, in Sambandha, it's the understanding of who we are. It is described that when one comes to the human platform, and he asks some questions. If a person doesn't ask questions like, who am I? What am I doing here? What happens at death? What happens after death? Why is there death? Is there a God? Who is God? These questions are for those who have just come to the human platform. So you see, Srila Prabhupada, he had so much feeling and mercy for the whole world, practically speaking, because everyone practically doesn't know who they are. And they are not interested in asking these questions. So by asking these questions, one can advance. Otherwise, the human form of life is just an animal life. A man is called rational animal. When we speak to people in general, we say human beings are just like animals. They do the same things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But what makes them different? Because he asks these questions. Who am I? Where have I come from? So the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, this is the message. The message is always there to bring one out from that animal propensity and engage in devotional service. This devotional service is so sublime. It is so pure. And it immediately destroys the misery of this material world. So Drona and Dhara, They are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Sri Prabhupada said superficially, use the word superficially. Krishna superficially needs father and mother. We will take birth in this world from a father and mother. Krishna also, he also comes to this world, but his appearance in this world is not the same like ours. The mother and father, they appear, and then Krishna comes afterwards. And there's a description here of Sarana Siddha and Nitya Siddha. So all those devotees who are Nitya Siddha, living in the spiritual world, describe that they come from Vaikuntha. They are coming just to help us go back. They really want to help us. There's so many living entities. Sometimes you look at people like you go out, you know, like on Saturday nights or on Friday afternoon, and you see people rushing, going here, going there, trying to enjoy as much as possible. And sometimes the feeling is there, but what is it? The person who has Krishna consciousness, who knows the difference between body and soul, who knows that our life here in the material world is a miserable one. But that's another thing, is that people in general, they don't know that life is miserable. They think we can enjoy. They think, well, this time it didn't work, but maybe next time it will. So these Nitya Siddha devotees, they are very, very merciful. And we who are the followers of these devotees, we also have to develop this this feeling and affection and mercy for others. It is it's part of our own devotional service. That the more we give it to others, the stronger we become in spiritual life. The more we advance, and the more purified we become ourselves by giving it to others. In one place here, Srila Prabhupada said that it's not optional, it is compulsory. And sometimes Mother Mukhi was reading the other day, the devotee was explaining to the man who felt that when Srila Prabhupada said something harsh, that it was quite harsh and it wasn't very good. And the devotee was explaining that he should take it that he is like an affectionate father who is trying to teach his son. So sometimes harsh words need to be said. Sometimes, and this here is a heavy statement, it is not optional, it is compulsory. So people in general, when they hear these types of things, they think, oh, this is not very good. That, you know, we should choose what we want, we should do whatever we like. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you can do what you want, he's telling Arjuna. If you like, you can do what you want. However, you should know that if you act according to your whim and not hear me, you will be lost. So this is complete knowledge, and this is actually mercy. Where Krishna is giving all the information. He gives information about the soul, the difference between soul and body, the material world, spiritual world, all the different things that you can do, all the different yoga systems. And then finally, if you act like this, this will be your result, you will be lost. And if you act in devotional service, you will be free. And then he told Arjuna, now you can choose whatever you want. The ball is now in your court. I've given you all the options. Now the ball is in your court. You can do whatever you like. And of course, Arjuna, he chose devotional service. Now my mind is not reeling. My mind is free. Now I'm clear. I understand everything very well. And now I shall act. And sometimes we tell people these things out in the streets also. Offer your food. Because every mouthful you eat is a mouthful of sin. And people think that this is, some people who don't know anything about spiritual life may may not consider this very good. Why not? I should eat whatever I want. I should be whatever I like. Well, we can do whatever we want and you can do whatever you like. However, this will be the reaction. The reaction will be this. And it's so in that sense, the guru, the acharyas, the devotees, they are very merciful. And therefore they are telling us for our own good. And any intelligent person, when he looks at this, he would think, well, actually, it's true. You know, if I eat meat, then I will destroy the compassion within me. I'll destroy the mercy which I have naturally within the heart. I mean, if I do all these other things, all these other prohibited action, there's action and there's prohibited action. There's karma and there's vikarma. And then there is akarma. So karma we can perform. In fact, everyone does regular activity of karma, where you get the results of your action. And then there is vikarma, which is prohibited action, which is worse. And then there is akarma, which you do for the pleasure of the Lord. And that doesn't receive any reaction, any bad reactions. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. Manai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Manai vamso, you are my parts. The jiva, jiva loke. Manai vamso, mana iva amsho. Jiva loke, in 15.7 of Bhagavad Gita. But the jivas are my eternal parts, eternal. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, eternal fragmental parts, not just eternal parts, but they are different. Eternal fragmental, Manashishtan Indriyani, Prakriti Sthani Karshati. We have these five senses and the mind. So these six senses, including the mind, they're forcing us to do so many things. Some things are good, that will help us in our spiritual life, and other things will be detrimental for our spiritual life. And we are struggling very hard with these. So, and that's only because of conditioned life, because we are conditioned to this world, because we have made the original mistake of wanting to enjoy separately from Krishna. Well, Krishna again says in 9.3 that those who are faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me. They are not faithful. What does that mean? They are not faithful. They are not following. We have certain rules and regulations to follow. We have taken certain vows. and even if we are not, even if someone is not initiated, even if someone hasn't taken any vows, by not following these, by not knowing what the rules and regulations are, what are the activities one can perform to engage in devotional service, and you're still getting the reaction, you're still not going to receive devotional service. You cannot attain Krishna. So what happens to them? They return to birth and death in this material world. Samsara Vartmani. Mrityu samsara vartmani. Mrityu means death. So mrityu samsara vartmani. They just go round and round, over and over. Srila Prabhupada says, like the Ferris wheel. Sometimes we are up in the heavenly planets, and sometimes the wheel comes down and go down to the hellish planets. And over and over and over we make the rounds in the material world. So after so many millions and millions of years of doing that, one who is fortunate, he would receive this message of Krishna consciousness. He would receive the message of devotional service. And that's not the end. Receiving it is not the end. Receiving it is just the beginning. how one views the message that he has received, and then he takes his full he focuses completely on that, engaging in his devotional service, and by doing so, miseries will reduce, his brain power will become more spiritual, and he engages more in spiritual activities, and also he goes out he goes out and he gives this to others. This is the whole idea of spreading this movement. Okay, so I'll stop there, and then I'll just tell you a little bit about my trip to Jamaica. It's only probably about a 2-hour plane ride from here, right below Cuba there. And as you're passing over, Cuba, they say you lose all your all contact with cell phone and, you know, your internet and so forth. So anyway, so you fly, you can either go into Montego Bay, which is on the like the northeastern side of the island, or there is a flight also that goes into Kingston, the capital of the country. There are probably about 3 million people living on the island, and about 90% blacks, less than 2% Indians who came from India many generations ago, and they have taken birth there. Most of those Hindus, they are now Christians. There are some who are still Hindus, but most of them have become Christians. And then another 10%, a mixture of Europeans and Americans and all different kinds of people. Kingston is the city that is most populated, and Montego Bay area and along the coast there, there's a place called Ocho Rios where all the cruise ships come in. Many of the cruise ships come in there, and lots of tourists and lots of tourist sites, and that whole area there is actually where is very clean, and there's beautiful lands and, you know, lots of hotels, and everything that a tourist would need is on that side of the island. There's not so much in Kingston. So we went a couple times before, and we went to Kingston and we did some programs there among some local people. There are also Indians, many Indians, probably 100 families or so from India, who have businesses, or they are professionals, engineers, and so forth. Most of them are on the Montego Bay side of the island. And then on the other side of the island, there are some local Hindus, and many of them came to our programs. And there are also different people from the Caribbean who are also interested in our program. So we had about four programs in Kingston area. A different night, we go to different locations, and there are different Hindu groups there, and it's hard for them to come together. When we go there, we kind of try to bring them all together and, you know, kind of preach to them. But they have their groups, and they stick to their little groups, and their relationship with one another is not very good. So anyway, we had programs with them, and we had a plan, because this time Rajarshi Prabhu from Trinidad and Tobago, who does most of the preaching in the Caribbean, or a lot of the preaching, and he also has radio programs and, you know, TV programs going on regularly in many of these places. So he was there, and then there was a devotee, Ishwar, and there was from Guyana. There's another devotee from England, Kavi Karnapur, and then Ramiya Prabhu also joined us later on. So our strategy was that in order to give them the full benefit of our presence, Rajarshi Prabhu would speak from Bhagavad Gita, Ramiya Prabhu will speak about you know, how he came to the movement being white American and white Americans in a country like that is very attractive to the people. So he was going to speak about coming to the movement, you know, and accepting the process of Krishna consciousness, and not being from a hippie background was also very attractive to the people. And so he would speak on that, how he came to the movement, and talk a little bit about Srila Prabhupada in the early days. And I will speak a little bit about the Mahamantra and how they can start their devotional life. And it really worked very well because Vajrashri printed out many verses in the format of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, knowing who we are, our relationship with Krishna, and then what do we do once we know who we are? When you're a servant of Krishna, what do we do at that point? You have to now engage in devotional service, and then you become perfect, Prayojana. So he had many verses, and so every most programs that we went to, we had that format. And he would speak for about 15 or 20 minutes. He would ask for questions. There were lots of questions. And then Anil Prabhu would speak about how he came, and then he will get everybody's ears because everyone wants to know, you know, Srila Prabhupada. And also there were quite a few people who already have seen us before. They already know about Hare Krishna. Some from Bombay and from other places, and they used to go to Juhu Beach Temple and like that. So there were lots of questions, and there was, and this time I noticed there was a lot more interest. The last times we went, we would do kirtan and speak and then give prasadam, and then we would just leave. But this time a lot of them were, after prasadam, they weren't going away. They just wanted to ask more questions. They wanted to know more about our movement and so forth. So that was very, 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 very nice. And then we met right next to where we were staying in Kingston. There was a there was a school from the Ananda Tirtha Samaj, something like that. And there was a Swami from their group who was there, and he was very favorable to us. He invited us over, and we spoke with him and some of his students. And he, basically, they were interested in giving education, not necessarily spiritual education. He was like the principal of the school. Maybe it was a school that goes up to grade 10 or something like that. And he was the principal of the school, but that's all he was doing. There was no spiritual program for the children. He was giving out vegetarian food at the school. They cook vegetarian and they give to the students. But the children can also bring whatever they want. And so we had a nice talk with him, and he was very favorable. We made friends. And then we had all these other programs. There were some people who knew us from the Caribbean. And they were asking about different devotees and so on and so forth. There were quite a few people from those programs there that really have a great interest. We gave them Krishna.com. We gave them lots of books. And they know about our center here. Many of them said they will come to visit. It's not very far away. And we have our website. So they'll go up there and check. And a lot of them also wanted to, now that they know more about it, they wanted to do like a Janmashtami program, which is coming up in a couple months. So we haven't finalized it yet, but there are a lot of people there who would like to do that. Then we heard of another city, which is towards the south of the island, called Negril. And apparently it's also a tourist spot. we didn't know much about it. We have heard of Negril, and probably about 5,000, 10,000 people live there, but mostly tourists also. And so we went there, and we just thought we'll do Harinam, and then maybe we'll just, it's a beautiful beach, we thought we'll just take a dip in the ocean. And then we happened to come across this Indian businessman who was there, young man actually from Gujarat, he and his wife, and there were a few families there, and he invited us over to his place. We went there and we chanted and we took prasadam. And he wants us to go, every time we go to the island, he wants us to go there, and he will, he said he would arrange a big program, like a pandal program, and he'll invite all the, you know, his friends, he has many friends. So that would be for next time. And then in Montego Bay area, we have a lot more Indian families with businesses. Many of them are very rich, and so there's some doctors and so forth, and you know, they invited us to many different programs. In fact, there were so many of them who wanted to have programs, we didn't have enough time to go to each one. Everyone is saying, please come to my house, please come to my house. And then towards the end, there was a doctor whose two children, teenage children, they really enjoyed the program so much. And they were asking all these questions, you know, about the soul and the body and, you know, Krishna consciousness and, if, you know, and many questions about, well, if Krishna likes us very much, when the girl was asking, if Krishna likes us very much, why does he create so much difficulty for people in the world? Anyway, the answer was she was satisfied, and she said, when you come to my house, I want you all to dance. So usually we don't, you know, because the people here, a lot of them, they're kind of new. We didn't want to, like, you know, upset them. So, but she asked for dancing, so we did an RT and we did a stand up. Usually we'll do a sit down type bhajans. So when we went to her house. Her father is a doctor. When we went to their house, we had an RT and stand-up kirtan and dancing. So in the end, she was very happy that we danced. She said, I want to thank you all very much. You didn't dance at any other house, but you dance in my house. So she was very happy for that. But we have planted so many seeds, and so many people are reading the books, and they're asking questions, and they're calling. And we are just very happy that we are able to go and give people the holy name. And people, they're very inquisitive, and they're very, on the streets, you can see, the people, they are very simple. You tell them to chant Krishna, they chant Krishna. You tell them to do anything, they do. They don't have any reservation, they're just completely genuine, honest, most of them. And it was just amazing, you know, we meet the local people, a lot of them will come and dance with us. Some of them will have a guitar in the street, they will join. They'll join in the kirtan, and it was just a wonderful way of giving Krishna, giving the message. All right, I'll stop there. Any quick questions or comments? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.